the Lord has made. Let us what? Rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, yes. Let us rejoice, y'all. In the midst of everything going on around about us, let us continue to rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say rejoice. That's what the Word of God says. Today, we're going to talk about the power of God's inner peace. Lord have mercy, so much going on in this world from day to day. Oh my God, without the inner peace of God, I don't know how in the world people make it. I look and this world is just so upside down. It's just so, oh my God. I can't imagine how the Lord feel when he see all the things that's taking place and all the changes and all his people, you know, have turned their back and their face from him and from his word and from his truth. You know, it's just so much to pray for. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we enter in with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. We're thankful unto you, and we bless your holy and righteous name. We thank you, God, for our families. We thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for supplying all our needs. We thank you for touching our bodies. We thank you for touching our minds. You say, I keep them in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because we trust in you. And we thank you for being able to trust in you in this last hour. We pray right now in the name of Jesus that you think through my mind, speak through my lips of clay. Have your way in these last and evil days. In Jesus' name we pray. Devil's defeated. God is exalted. The Holy Spirit is still present in the earth today. Thank God. And Jesus Christ is still Lord. Oh, yes. So grab your Bibles. We're running out of time. Jesus is soon to come. What we do, we must do it quickly. He said, blow the trumpet in Zion. Sound the alarm. That's exactly what I'm trying to do. Blow the trumpet and sound the alarm that Jesus is soon to come. We'll start at Romans 15 and verse 13. Saying, now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. That's the only thing you can make it. The only way you can make it is through Jesus Christ, through his word, through the power of his word in this last and evil days. Isaiah 26 and 3 said, your word, this is what God's word said. You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. Because we trust in you. Oh my God. He said he'll keep you in perfect peace. Whose mind is stayed on thee. I tell you, with all the stuff that's going on around about you, you got to keep your mind in the word. You got to continue to trust God's word. No matter what comes and no matter what goes, we must keep our faith and our trust in a true and living God in his word on today. Philippians 4 and 6 and 7 said, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer, come on y'all, and supplication with thanksgiving, come on, tell him thank you. Let your request be made known unto who God, not unto man, but unto God. I mean, I was looking at a video today of a pastor who was, oh my God, there's so much stuff going on in these churches. I'm telling you, Lord have mercy. The lady kicked, she's supposed to have been a pastor, and she kicked out her feet, and the lady falling out. And oh my God, it's so much going on. That's not God. Oh my God. The Bible says, and it said that the, where was I at? Be careful for not. And with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. My grandson just came in. But anyway, thank God. And the peace of God, which would pass all understanding. He gave that peace that surpasses your own understanding. You know, even though you see chaos and confusion all around about you, he'll give you that peace. He'll give you that peace that surpasses your understanding. He said, and shall keep your heart and mind through Jesus Christ. Keep your mind and your heart on Jesus. He will keep you in perfect peace. Romans 5:1 said, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Only way you're going to have peace is through Jesus Christ, through the peace, through your faith in God. And he will give you peace that surpasses your understanding. Psalms 4:8 say, I will both lay down in peace and sleep for you, my Lord, making me dwell in safety. Safest place in the whole wide world is to be in the will of God, to be in his word in this last and even days. So I'm getting on through here. Family coming in and out. We thank God. They're in the house. Safest place in the whole wide world is to be in the will of God. Prayer and praise in your home. Oh, yes. It says in Romans 16:20, and the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. Amen. And Philippians 4:9 said, those things which you have both learned and received and heard. Come on. Those things you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, talking about in Jesus Christ, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. If we do what we heard, be a doer of the word. Let's do what God's word say: righteousness, holiness, and the Holy Ghost. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. I'm ready. Right there. I'm almost finished. Psalms 29:11 said, the Lord will give strength unto his people, and the Lord will bless his people with peace. Last scripture, John 14:27, peace I leave with you, and peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let your heart be afraid. Lord, we thank you for your word. Cover us on today. Minister to us all in a special way. Take us deep down in your word. Draw us closer to you in these last and evil days. In Jesus' name we pray. Devil is defeated. God is exalted. Holy Spirit is present. And Jesus Christ is still Lord. Oh, yes. God bless you.
Praise all of woke me up this morning, started me on my way. I just wanna stand right here, lift my hands and say, you're worthy, God, you're worthy, so worthy to be praised. I just wanna say thank you. I just wanna say thank you. Lord, you brought me from a mud.